We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A group like East West Gateway, should they have more power or?
Yes.
In what way?
Well, this is the institution that supposedly all of the local governments in the region are part of. So if you want to have identify an organization that all of the local governments in the region, the 2.8 million people in the local governments in this region are associated with, it's East West Gateway. So if you want to have a means to be able to coordinate all the local governments in the region better, that's the institution that can do that. And by the way, there's it doesn't have the same name, but there's an East-West Gateway in every one of the regions that I just identified. And I have to say, some of those regions, the equivalent of East-West Gateway, are doing a better job. And it seems relatively fundamental to today's regions in the United States that some form of East-West Gateway is an absolutely critical component of how those regions develop.
Yeah, because so, East-West now kind of basically handles transportation issues.
Well, yes, they're the designated MTO, or Metropolitan Planning Organization, so that puts a lot of transportation responsibility on their shoulders. And again, that's very typical across the United States, and then how you parlay that authority, and then how you integrate other things like other infrastructure projects, economic development, all of the associated issues that should be associated with transportation planning into an organization that is much more in a leadership position within the region.
Do those other organizations in other cities, are they more like councils, like city council and county councils? Do they operate in that way, or?
Well, not necessarily, but mm-hmm. that some of them are closer to that model. In the case, I think of for instance, Pittsburgh, where I come from, and St. Louis here, that organization is probably more what I call county lean. In other words, the counties probably feel that it's more their organization than necessarily the municipalities. So that creates a tension that organization has to try to resolve. Whereas in the case of Boston, counties aren't really important, so municipalities really feel that this is their organization, and that's also the same with Vancouver. So all these nuanced relationships between the players are important questions that have to be resolved and therefore determine how effective the organization is going to be. So, if you have an organization that the counties feel very comfortable with and municipalities don't, then that's going to be a harder road for that organization to track than if both municipalities and counties felt comfortable with the governance structure.
Yeah, I guess you kind of have to customize it to each town, but
that's right. That's right, that's sort of the message is that you can learn from the other regions, but you can't simply pick it up and drop it here and think that that's going to work.
Right. Because we always look at Indianapolis as one of those, a similar city in the Midwest that's really seemed to taken off while we kind of struggle. And it's like, well, look what they did,
Yeah. And it's almost an irrelevant question. It's one that you would think people would say, well, why don't we just do it like Indianapolis? The simple answer is because we're not Indianapolis.
Yeah.
And Pittsburgh went through that process a few years ago and said, well, why don't we look like somebody else? And And finally, the region had to come to the realization that, well, because we're not somebody else, and the unique relationships that exist with the institutions here are going to develop a different approach than the institutions in Indianapolis. So, you're right. In many respects, it's sort of frustrating, and citizens have got to get frustrated because it's hard for them to make sense of that. Well, why can't we be hip like Indianapolis? That doesn't seem like rocket science to do that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.